Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we're joined right now by our great friend, Madison Rafter, Executive Director of Southwood County Maine Society. Madison calling up on the phone here. Thanks so much for joining us, Madison.
Of course.
Appreciate the time, as always. Madison, I don't want to keep you too long, as I know how busy you are today. Let's get right to it. Who is our pet of the week?
Our pet of the week this week is going to be Cherry Berry. Cherry Berry is the Chartner cat. She came into us as a stray. A color pattern, I'd say, is a Duluth calico of a sort. She's about 6 years old, and she is just a little love bug. She does really well with people, does really well with other cats. And shockingly, I'm shocked she's still here.
Yeah, me too. I'm just looking at her right now, and I pulled her up her picture at SWCHS.com, the Southwood County Humane Society website, SWCHS.com. Great name, as always. You guys are the best at naming these animals.
You've
got to
be unique.
You really do. She stands out for sure, and she's got this beautiful pattern on her face. It kind of separates the colors of the tan and the mahogany. It's really beautiful. She's a very beautiful cat.
Yeah, she definitely is. We don't see many of the Duluth calicos, so she's definitely a unique colored cat. And I mean, I'd love to know where she came from, but one of those that we don't have much history on her.
That's a shame. Let's give her a future then. Let's give her that and make sure that she goes to a good home. Madison, anything about her personality that people might find interesting?
She does chirp quite a bit, so she's definitely a little bit more of the vocal. She just kind of wants to be around people and see people, and when she sees us, she's usually chirping away. So once she just is ready to curl up in somebody's lap, she is content for the day.
I love cats who chirp.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Madison, again, don't want to keep you too long, but I did want to touch on a couple of things that you guys have going on over there. You have a holiday light recycling that you're doing?
Yeah, so we actually do that year-round. So we have an aluminum can dumpster on our parking lot that we recycle aluminum cans, and we also are able to recycle holiday lights. So if it's something that you're going through your holiday lights as you're putting them up and you realize that they no longer work or you are no longer in need of them, we are able to recycle those. So those can get dropped off anytime, and they just go into our big red dumpster on the parking lot.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's really cool. Thank you for letting us know about that. And we did want to let people know that dog surrender intakes are closed right now, and you are at capacity with felines.
Yep, we are not able to take cat surrenders at this time. Dog surrenders, because we don't have kennels, we are not able to take those at this time either. But if it is something that you are interested in surrender, you're more than welcome to give us a call. We can add you to our wait list. Otherwise, we do have resources available for rehoming.
And really, with any of these things, we do encourage you to reach out to the Humane Society. Just keep in mind that they do not have a huge staff over there, and they got a lot on their plate. Help out any way you can, and that includes when you are, this holiday season, picking up items for your furry friend. Maybe you grab an extra thing and drop it off. Is that one way we can help, Madison?
Yeah, definitely. We're always in need of 30-gallon garbage bags, cat food, cat litter. We're still sadly in kitten season, being December. The last of our kittens are still in foster, waiting to come back to the building. But if we don't have open kennels, they stay in foster. So if it's something that you have supplies, we're definitely in need of cat items at all times, cat litter, cat food, 30-gallon garbage bags, and dog food.
Any of those are greatly appreciated, and you can drop them off at the Humane Society. We'll give you the address in a second. Madison, we always appreciate the time. Thank you so much for everything you do for our community, joining us on the air here, and letting us introducing us to Cherry Berry.
Thank you for having me. We appreciate it. We hope Cherry Berry gets a good home.
Safe travels out there. You have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, you too.
Best, Madison Rafter, Executive Director of the Southwood County Humane Society, joining us every Thursday with our Pet of the Week. A big thank you to her. Find out about Cherry Berry. I can't stop looking at her. I love
this
cat.
She's pretty cute.
I love this cat. That's great. She is at the Southwood County Humane Society right now. Give her a home this holiday season. SWCHS.com is the website, SWCHS.com. You can go ahead and visit them. Give them a call first to see if you know when to stop by. 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids, 3621 64th Street North. Be sure to give them a call beforehand. You can do that at 423-0505. That's 715. 715- 405-423-0505. You can email them, swchs at swchs.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. It's a great way to keep up with all the date, all the great things that they are doing over there. And this time of year, let's show the Humane Society that we got their back, that we're there for them. You know, you can drop off these items. It may not seem like much. It's just a, you know, some garbage bags or some cans of cat food or something. But man, that's one less thing they got to worry about.
It's one little thing for you, and it's pretty huge for the animals and the staff over there.
Support our Humane Society, swchs.com. We will take a break. We'll come back with a little bit of entertainment news for you on The Morning Show, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show on WFHR. We hope you're having a good one out there. Melissa and James, partying
rocking
in.
It
yeah,
out.
Rocking into you. It's coming right into this one. We hope you're having a great, great holiday season out there, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. Big shout out to Madison Rafter, Executive Director of the Southfield County Humane Society, for joining us there. Madison, hard at work this time of year.
Yeah, out and about, bopping around.
Still able to make the time to call us up. I appreciate that from her.
Yes, thank you, Madison.
We dive into some entertainment news, and I want to talk about the TV show Yellowstone a little bit, but I have gotten some feedback from some listeners and some people out there, including our own Terry, who are fans of this show, who have kind of given me a hard time and you know, asked me about this show, and I want to make it very clear, I have no issue with the show. I don't have any problem. I'm a sucker for Westerns. I grew up on Westerns, the old Italian spaghetti Westerns that they would do with Clint Eastwood and everything. My father and I would sit back and watch those back to back to back. I love a good Western. And I like a modern telling of Westerns, which is what Yellowstone seems to be. Yeah, it's got Kevin Costner in it. I can't stand Kevin Costner, but that's here or there. What I am is a team player. And what I mean that in every definition of the word. When it comes to supporting the arts, when it comes to supporting a TV show, movies, or anything, I don't care if it's American Idol or Yellowstone or any of these things that I don't watch that other people do. I'm not going to begrudge people their entertainment. I don't expect people to like what I like, and they shouldn't expect me to like what they like. That's why we've got a billion TV shows and a billion channels, because we all like different things.
And at least 1,000 streaming services.
And a show like Yellowstone, I really root for shows like this, because it's not really coming from a network. It's a freelance show that shows up on, you know, your TNT and things like that. But it's mostly a streaming show. And these streaming shows, when they get popular like this, that's good for everybody. That everybody wins on something like that. There's a couple of actors on the show I really like that I root for. Ryan Bingham, I believe, is on that show, and he's one of my one of those guys I really love his singing, his songwriting, and everything. So I got nothing against the show, but I will tell you, anything that Kevin Costner is a part of, it is going to fall apart. I will tell you that right now. Especially something like this. He's got a big project he's working on right now that is literally hemorrhaging money as they're working on it, because he keeps changing things and keeps wanting it to be bigger and this and that and everything. This is one of those guys. This is what he does. Look at the you can look at the history of the behind the scenes stories of Dancing with Wolves and hear some of these things. This is who he's always been. I'm not saying this because of my personal feelings about him. There are facts to back this up, and it's not surprising that Yellowstone is falling apart. Yellowstone creator Taylor Sheridan is suing Cole Hauser, one of the stars of the show, over coffee.
What?
Sheridan owns a ranch in Texas called Bosque Ranch, and Hauser recently launched his own coffee brand called Free Rain. But Sheridan thinks the logo for Free Rain is too similar to the logo of his ranch, because they both used overlapping letters, so he's suing him for the trademark.
Overlapping letters? Oh, please.
Cole says, Cole plays Rip Wheeler on Yellowstone. The show's ending after the second half of season 5, which debuts next November. So these two aren't working together anymore, technically. So that, you know, I would imagine that'd be pretty uncomfortable on set.
Yeah.
to be dealing with that. But I mean, you talk about, like, you couldn't work this out behind the scenes. You know?
Right.
You had to jam up our judicial system with something like this. Hey, chances are it'll be settled out of court and everything, but I mean, it just is one more thing to kind of fans of
another thing.
Yeah, fans of the show are tired of this. They don't. We don't want the drama on the screen. We don't want it off don't, you know?
And not between people on the set together. It's just...
This is probably the most unnecessary announcement I have ever made. Time magazine unveiled its 2023 Person of the Year, and anybody want to take a guess? Anybody, anybody. You guessed right, Taylor Swift. In the article, Taylor divulged the insane fitness routine she adopted for her Eras tour, which started 6 months before she hit the road. She said, quote, every day I would run on a treadmill, singing the entire set list out loud. Fast for fast songs and a jog for a fast walk for slow songs. Or a fast walk for slow songs. Her gym also prepared a program consisting of strength conditioning and weights, and she did 3 months of dance training. Quote, I want to get it in my bones. I wanted to be so over-rehearsed that I could be silly with the fans and not lose my train of thought.
That's really good.
That's a good performer right there. That's a smart, that's an insightful performer right there. That's somebody who takes their job serious. She also she also stopped drinking on the road, where in the past she says she toured like a frat guy. Doing that show with a hangover, I don't want to know that world. In between shows, she gives herself an entire day of rest where she only gets out of bed to get something to eat. Taylor also talked with her talked about her feud with Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, and a phone call Kim released, which supposedly proved Taylor was lying. Taylor said she the call was illegally recorded and edited to create a fully manufactured frame job. Blah, blah, blah. I don't care about any of this. Quote, I moved to a foreign country. I didn't leave a rental house for a year. I was afraid to get phone calls. I pushed them away. Obviously, Taylor not only survived the 1-2 punch of that, her dust up with that and Scooter Braun. She's kind of a dancing on their graves right now, the metaphorical graves right now. There is one thing I've learned. My response to anything that happens, good or bad, is to keep making things, keep making art. But I've also learned there's no point in actively trying to, quote, unquote, defeat your enemies. Trash takes itself out every single time. That's a good line. That's a good line. Taylor is the first entertainer to be named Person of the Year, unless you count Bono, who was named that in 2005 as a Good Samaritan, along with Bill and Melinda Gates. This is one of those things. I don't know that we put that much, you know, pomp and circumstance to this. I don't want to get over serious about something like Time Magazine's Person of the Year. It could be an honor. It could be very noteworthy, but it also is just something from a magazine. You know, I mean, Time Magazine has a place in pop culture and everything, but you know, kind of,
and a long history.
Yeah, and I have all the respect in the world for that, and the journalists that work there and everything. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's not as if this means that much. It's not something that is that noteworthy.
So, probably a pretty big deal for Taylor, but you know.
And let's be honest, the magazine industry is hard. It's rough right now. You're trying to sell magazines. What's a great way to sell your magazine? Put Taylor
Who's
Swift.
The biggest star right now.
Yeah. I would have liked to have. I think that it's noteworthy the things that Taylor has done with her platform. You know, I know that she has done a lot of good with that. I know that we've talked endlessly about her re-recording her music and owning it and how cool that is, and how I hope every artist does something similar in their careers and learns from this. And I have a lot of respect for this young lady's work ethic. I'm a hard worker myself, and I admire that, and you see it in her. You can't deny that. Whether you like her or not, whether you like her music or not, you cannot deny how hardworking she is.
Right.
I would have liked to have seen them give this to somebody who, I don't know. I've heard Taylor Swift talk about this in interviews, so that's why I'm saying it. That she doesn't believe that she's the greatest role model. And I think that she is a fine role model. I think she's a very good role model. I also think there are other great role models out there. A young kid seeing this and seeing Taylor Swift being named entertainer or person of the year, not entertainer of the year, person of the year, does that inspire them to be like Taylor Swift, or does that inspire them to do good, or maybe both? You know, I'm not saying this rhetorically. I don't know. None of us do. I hope that it inspires them to not just be the next Taylor Swift, but to do some good, to take maybe some of the things that she does and run with it.
Mm-hmm. One of the interesting quotes I see in this article is that she says that she realized every record label was actively trying to replace her. So she decided and said she replaced herself first with a new me.
Yeah.
So she has morphed herself into what people want, which is not necessarily what all the rest of us that are not in an entertainment industry really want to do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so it depends on what your objectives are in life. If you want to be a great entertainer, you know, then maybe she is your person of the year.
She has her own private island, and I would have liked to have known a little bit more about that, just out of curiosity. what do you do with an island? What do you, you know, what do you do with that? I'd love to hear just a little bit of that, and encourage others to check out the article. It's a nice article. She shares a lot in there. I think a lot of insight. I didn't know she drank. I didn't know. I think of Taylor Swift, and I think of this kind of like almost a very, very put together person and stuff, very proper and all that. I don't think of her like that. That's interesting. That's interesting.
Well, there's a lot of pressures that she, I mean, you know what it's like to be the center of attention occasionally. Mm-hmm. I mean, and imagine what she's dealt with in her life. That's a lot of pressure.
The little bit that I know of that is it barely scratches the surface of something like she's experiencing. You're so right about that. I don't think any of us can really put ourselves in her shoes necessarily.
No.
And congratulations to her. I think it's deserving. I don't want to take anything from that. I think it's very deserving. Mm-hmm. Norman Lear passed away yesterday. We broke that news as it happened, and I don't know if we can stress this enough. One of the most, if not the most important person in TV history, at least in comedy. The great Norman Lear was 101 when he passed away. According to a statement, he was, quote, surrounded by his family as we told stories and sang songs until the very end.
Wow.
I love That's the nice. Idea of Mr. Lear. One of the last things him hearing is the intro of All in the Family. that wonderful singing of them. There are many people that will tell you that Archie Bunker is the greatest TV character ever created. And I have to, I don't know off the top of my head, I don't know one that you can say that is more iconic. We can name a ton of characters that are similar to Archie Bunker, but they all came after Archie. Archie's the architect.
He inspired that.
Every grumpy, you know, white guy on a TV show that you've ever laughed at, that you've ever fun, whether it's you know, Ed O'Neill as Al Bundy, or you know, the dads on Modern Family, or anything, they all stem from Archie Bunker in one way or another. The importance of the representation of the Jeffersons and Good Times, of Maud. The TV show Maud we forget about, but Bea Arthur was on there talking about abortion and everything. This is the 60s, 70s or something like that. I mean, way ahead of its time. Yeah. Sanford and Son, One Day at a Time. It goes on. He also helped fund some of the classic movies that we love, like This is Spinal Tap, Stand By Me, The Princess Bride, Fried Green Tomatoes. The first three were directed by Rob Reiner, who looks great, by the way. Rob Reiner looks really good, let me tell you. he looks great on a Zoom call, let me tell you, people.
nice.
I love this man. I love Norman Lear. I'm so thankful to have lived at a time where I got to experience some of his work. It reminds me of seeing a great athlete in the last years of his career, and, oh, I got to see Walter Payton play his last 3 years or something like that. Like, we got to see some of this stuff and experience some of it. And as we move forward in pop culture and entertainment and representation becomes more and more important, it all stems from Norman Lear.
Yeah. I like this quote. I'm on his website, that he took television away from dopey wives and dumb fathers, and in their place he put the American people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It is nothing against the Ozzy and Harriets and the Leave It to Beavers.
No, they had their place. They were fun. Still are fun.
They still are. And we needed those. You couldn't have just come out the gate with All in the Family. You couldn't do that. You needed to ease people into these things. You know, we didn't even know what TV was. We didn't know what it was, a new medium. We're trying to figure out how to use this, how to work this. So certainly you're not just going to show the American family. You're going to show the projection of what you hope the American family looks like and all that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, not every American family is white. I'm just to be blunt here. Not every people that watch TV is white, and we need a representation of that. We needed showing that. Not everybody grew up in a suburb.
Norman Lear took the audience and put them on the set.
Yeah, he did. He did. And he was the best in the world at it. And I hope mm-hmm. that every producer, every creative, every person that works in this industry takes this as inspiration, takes the ball and runs with it, and does good work going forward, and does it in the honor of Norman Lear. Mm-hmm. We will take a quick break, get to some local in-state news. When we come back, 10 bizarre house rules people experienced at someone else's home when they were a kid.
When they were a kid. Okay.
That's coming up with Melissa and James on The Morning Show at WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go,
take a look in the 5 and 10,
glistening once again
with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
Hope you guys are having a great start to your Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa,
I would say it's the Christmas lights that are making it look more like Christmas than maybe the snow at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah, yeah. That snow stuck around for a little while, that one fall we got, but yeah, mm-hmm. it's getting to see
not
a lot,
this week.
Nope, seeing a lot more grass out there today, that's for sure. We got to get into this one, but before we do, I did want to send a big, big shout out to the heart of this station, Pam Hilke. Pam has been spending her morning decorating and putting up a bunch of
aww.
Christmas stuff around the building here.
Awesome.
Love it. I love that she does this every year. Thank you so much, Pam. We appreciate you. Mm-hmm. I know she can hear me. She's in a Zoom call, but we do appreciate you, Pam. You get a chance to stop on by the studio here, especially if you haven't gotten one of our new t-shirts.
Yeah.
I encourage you to stop by, check it out. Say, you know, maybe you haven't even been to the building. We've only been here a couple of years. Maybe, you know, you haven't been by yet. Come on by. Stop by.
Stop by. See Pam's decorating. She does a great job for every holiday.
Yeah. You can come by, check it out, and we'll greet you. We'll be happy to mm-hmm. have you by.
Get you a t-shirt.
We are right by the roundabout over by the DMV on 2nd Street. You can't miss us. Got a nice big sign.
Yes, indeed.
When you're growing up, it's easy to think that everything your family does is normal. Or if you grow up in my family, everything your family does is unnormal. So when you get to a friend's house, you might be a bit out of, you know, but taken back.
Out of your water.
Yeah. This happened to all of us at one mm-hmm. point or another. You go over to a friend's house and they've got different set of rules or different things. Everything from taking your shoes off before you walk in or not, or that kind of mm-hmm. thing. You know? People on social media are talking about the bizarre house rules they experienced when staying at someone else's home when they were a kid.
Okay.
And we're going to get into the best ones, and I want the audience to participate, 424-2600, 715-424-2600. Call up, get yourself a shirt, and join the conversation. We love hearing from you.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said they had to take a bath at a friend's house one time and discovered they had a rule where they reused the bath water. Apparently, to conserve money or water, there were 5 kids living in the house. The person says they had to use the water that had already been used once or more if they're still bothered by it. And they're still bothered by it, they said. This happened when they were a kid, and they're an adult now, and they're still bothered by it.
Hmm. You know, you'd think if that was a rule of the household, you'd let the guest go first.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Yes. Oh, my
yeah.
God, yeah. Yeah. man, I grew up poor, and we didn't even do that. I mean, No. But,
I mean, when we were little, we'd take baths together.
Sure,
because, you know,
yeah.
you got 2 little kids, you're going to throw them in a bathtub together.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's easy.
Yep. With mine, I did that all any chance I got. Like, it was mm-hmm. it was a factory line. Okay, next.
Yep.
Next. Get you clean.
And everybody's clean.
Present those hands. Let's do this. Let's, you know. The internet had to be off at 8 p.m. because, quote, all the good websites shut off. And the only websites left were bad and naughty.
Oh, that was a family, a wives tale, old wives
yeah.
tale.
I love the idea of a person growing up in that family and they turn into like a teenager and realize, wait a minute.
Or get out on their own, finally yeah, away yeah. from home. Wait, this website doesn't shut off.
Could you imagine that? Like you know, the website's turned off at a certain, like they even turned off period.
I'm still on the Library of Congress and it's past 9 p.m.
Woo! The father used to turn the Wi-Fi off at 9 p.m. every night with like a light switch so it wasn't, quote, wasted.
Oh, can't waste a Wi-Fi.
Hey, you just leave the Wi-Fi running? Oh, you can't leave the Wi-Fi running. That's crazy. It's like leaving a water faucet running. You can't do that. You can't.
Well, I mean, now you would, that would make sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Because if there's data limits on what you're, you know, allowed
to use.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think with dial-up, you weren't like charged. Well, no, you actually were.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that makes sense.
Next one here. Kids weren't allowed inside during the day, and when they visited, if it was mealtime, the mother would just hand the plates out the window to them.
Oh, wow. Whoa. Even for mealtime.
Wow. The wolves are raising our kids.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You're not allowed inside. Where do they go to the bathroom?
We'll make sure you get three meals a day, but, you know, otherwise society is raising you. Go ahead and run free, roam free.
We spent a lot of time outside and, you know, like out in the woods, and but we were still allowed back in when we got home for meals.
Next one. Every morning, the females, including female guests, had to wake up early and clean the house, even though it was cleaned the day before.
Oh.
Whoa. Whoa.
Wow.
Wow. That coming to us from the 1800s. yikes.
Or earlier.
Mm-hmm. Next up, the parents had a rule that you had to say no, please. So if her friend's brother was pulling on her hair, she'd have to say no, please. You couldn't just say no. You had to say please, you know, after it and everything.
Okay. I mean, I guess that's polite, but also the person pulling the hair, not okay.
Yeah, yeah. A woman says she slept over at a friend's house when she was 14, and her friend's mom would confiscate her phone at the door, even though her dad had given it to her for safety. You know, that one, that one's easy to pick on, but it's also, I think, easy to see both sides of.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's like to raise a kid in this day and age. I don't know what it's like to raise a kid with cell phones and the internets and all these things. I begrudge any parent that does judge that kind of stuff, even if you do know. We're all just trying to figure this out as we're doing it, as we're going along here and everything. There's no playbook for something like this.
Right.
Number eight. Everyone was forbidden from chewing gum, even guests.
This is a no gum household.
Okay. All right. I guess. I just want to know the history of that one, because that's not something random. Something happened with some chewing gum in that house, and I want to know what to like set a rule like that.
Well, you know, gum in the carpet is not fun to clean out, or gum in hair, or pretty much gum anywhere is gross.
I kid you not. Four times, at the top of my head, at least four times, my sister got gum stuck in her hair.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Poor Jillian. There are pictures of her with these bowl haircuts and these.
Poor girl.
My sister is an incredibly beautiful woman. Has turned into a, but the pictures of her as a little kid, they're rough. According to her, they're rough. I think she's adorable. I think she was an adorable little kid. But
that's the thing. All of us feel that way about our own pictures as kids.
Yeah, yeah. It's a rite of passage. You got to have bad baby pictures and bad kids, as you know, when you're 7 and 8 and stuff. There's got to be those.
Or those school pictures you just absolutely hate.
Yes. I got a couple of them. I got in a fight when I was a kid, got my tooth chipped, and of course, school pictures were that week. And so
of course.
And my mother was really, as an adult, you see me in most pictures, if anything, I'm smirking, but I don't show my teeth very much. It's because my mother was so on me as a kid, you got to show your teeth, got to show your teeth, got to show your teeth. So now as an adult, I just find myself not doing it. I don't even try, I don't do it. So one person said that in middle school, they went to a sleepover and got in trouble for taking their shoes off when they entered the house. The family had a strict shoes on all the time rule, except when sleeping.
Interesting.
I've never heard that one. I've heard the opposite, but I've never heard that one.
Yeah. Because that's a lot of... You're tracking in a lot of stuff if you're always wearing your shoes.
Yeah. Hmm. And finally, one person said that they were eating lunch during a play date, and it was tomato soup and crackers. They grabbed some crackers and crushed them with their hands over the bowl. The mom said, "Oh, we don't do it that way around here." She said they placed the crackers in the soup and then crushed them with their spoon.
Okay.
Okay, but I think
a different method. But did you get in trouble?
Yeah, I think she made her like do it all over again. I think I don't know, but yeah.
I don't know how you're going to get the crackers out of that soup.
Yeah, that's a waste of soup too.
Them,
I bet you threw it out or something. That's a waste of soup.
I don't know.
Did you ever run into anything like this? I feel like we forget most of this stuff. Like we all experience something like this. It's like the rules of Monopoly. Every family has different rules, you know,
house rules.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
yeah. For games, that's what I thought of when you said this topic first.
Mm-hmm.
There are, but again, it's things that you just have gone by the by. You don't remember them very well. And I didn't go to a lot of households growing up of people who weren't raised in the same church that I was.
Yeah.
So I would say there were similar rules across there, but I did have a friend, and I remember thinking that it was just so cool that she had a video, like a Nintendo.
Oh,
and we could
play
it any time.
Mm-hmm.
In my household, there was only, like, you got a half an hour a day during a certain time period, and that was it to, like, have the TV on. But she could play it whenever. And I was like, this is so cool. I want to live here.
My house was the cool house because my parents, they were good parents, and they certainly, you know, took care of the kids and everything. But the rules were a little more lax at our house, as you'd probably imagine if you listened to me before. So it wasn't so much when the kids got in the house. It was before that things were a little weird. I had to give my mother, like, at least a week's notice if friends were going to sleep over.
Okay.
And if my buddy Chris was standing next to me and it's a school night and Chris wants to sleep over and I bring it up in front of my mom is going to smile at both of us and say, "You know what? Yes, we love Chris. He's family. He can spend the night. Jimmy, can I talk to you for a second over here?" I just talk to you for a second over here real quick.
Just for a second.
Just real quick. "Jimmy, how dare you do that? How dare you put me under the spot? What is wrong with you?" Just the horns and everything. Like, you couldn't.
Oh, wow.
You can't put her on the spot. You don't do it. You just don't do it. She is really tense about that. Not as much anymore. She's, you know, this is calm and collected now and everything. But back then, man, you could not put my mother on the spot like that.
Sometimes that throws things all, you know, awry.
Just didn't like that. Didn't like that. The one memory I do have that's a little like this, I guess, and I might be reaching, but when I first moved to Rome and I was living on Lake Camelot with my nan and papa, there were only a couple of kids in that neighborhood. There was like scarce. There was like three or four families and only one or two of them had kids. So it wasn't a lot of kids to play with in that neighborhood. And the one house I went over to was quite a few blocks away. I walk over there and I'm playing with these kids. And on the side of their house, they have this insect that I've never seen before. Again, okay. I'm a city boy. I'm coming from Chicago. I don't know what the heck this insect is that looks like a stick.
I was going to say a walking stick.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like this before. And
they are so cool.
They are wicked. They are awesome. They are very, very cool. So I see this, and I called to one of my friends, and his dad was nearby. And he comes rushing over. And he's like, "You see that? That's a walking stick. You got to protect those. You got to look out for those. You ever see one of those, you come find me."
And come find me.
And this seriousness in this man's voice. So the rest of the time we were hanging out and stuff, we're like looking for walking sticks and all this. But
you're like, now I'm on a quest.
Yeah. But I cannot stress how serious he was that if we found a walking stick, we had to come find him. he was very serious about this. I don't know. That's not the same thing, but it's the closest I got to something like this.
Yeah, that's pretty close. I do remember one other thing. I remember thinking that it was neat that other kids could just eat things out of the fridge. We were not allowed to touch ingredients that mom had set aside. Like, she had certain foods were for certain meals and she had it planned out. So we had to ask before we could eat anything because it may have had, mom may have had plans for that cottage cheese.
Right.
So don't touch it.
I get that. Yeah. I think the shoes off thing is probably the most universal one that we've all experienced, at least at one house or another.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably that. We will take a break. We'll come back and we'll take it to the top of the hour with That Ain't Right stories, some good stories of the day, and plenty more. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone, to the morning show.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
That's the I love this song. Anything really, Bing Crosby. Yeah, this is good stuff. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Melissa and James here to take it to the top of the hour with nothing but fun and some good stuff for you. We got some local good stories of the day we're going to get to, but we got to start with a That Ain't Right story. But you can decide at home if this is a That Ain't Right story or not, okay? People love nostalgic smells in their home over the holiday season. Freshly baked cookies, a wooden fireplace, pine needles, cloves, all the above. But Miller High Life wants to add into the cozy smells of a dive bar. To celebrate their 120th anniversary, Miller High Life, and congratulations, 120 years of Miller High Life. Miller High Life is selling a Merry High Light, which is a 2.5-foot light up neon tree. It's basically a 3D bar sign topped with Miller High Life logo.
Okay.
But here's the kicker. It's been infused with the scent of sweet tobacco, allowing the odor of cigarettes to waft through your home or maybe a pipe. You know, either or. If this sounds like a must-have decoration, you can order them for the low, low price of $120. I don't know if you can give these things away. But hurry, there's only a limited number of them available. Oh, no. They will hit the store tomorrow if you order one. They promise it'll get to you by Christmas. So at least they got that. This is like a 5-foot thing, too. It's like 5 feet tall. It's pretty big. I mean, you know, we do these kind of things. I think one of many, many homes right now have in there a lamp that leg.
Lamp from A Christmas Story.
Yeah, we do. You know, we have fun with these kind of things. I don't begrudge that part. I think it went a little too far with the smell. I think the smell went a little too far.
Now you said dive bar.
Mm-hmm.
The tobacco, like a pipe tobacco, is not what I think of when I think of the smells of a dive bar.
No, not me neither.
Not at all.
Nope.
No, that's more like dirty floors, urinal cakes, and stale beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That I absolutely do not want in my home. Now, the smell of pipe tobacco reminds me of my grandpa. And if it's the smell of, like, the actual tobacco, not the, you know, like, burnt smoke smell.
Yeah.
Then I like that. I like the smell of tobacco.
Mm-hmm. Me too,
but
actually, yeah.
Not the the after effects.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah. We need a palate cleanser. Let's get to it. We got some good things to get to, and it kicks off today with Midday Magazine. Join us at 3 o'clock today. Ben Eberlein is going to join us, Community Engagement Director with the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Always good to catch up with Ben.
Good. You'll probably get to hear about the silent wreath auction and how that went.
Yeah, looking forward to talking with Ben about that and much more. We're talking stock boxes and a lot more with our friends at the United Way. And in part two, another good friend of ours, Kayla Rombalski, community development educator with Extension Wood County, be with us. Kayla and I are going to be discussing some fun stuff. I want to make sure to double check on our notes here what we're going to be going over. We're going to talk clean sweep and the results from last year, the events coming up, and how I dispose of different things in the home. We're talking that with our friend Kayla.
Good. Because some of those you question, like, the fact that the Christmas tree lights, those shouldn't go in the regular garbage. It's really nice that the Southwood County Humane Society has got a drop-off box for those.
Yeah, we're really fortunate for that, and a big shout-out to them for that. I do want to get this out there as well. One more time, wanted to read this, and this is coming to us from our friends over at Love, Inc. I'm just going to read what they sent. Love, Inc. would like to thank Coach Paul and River King hockey players for helping out at Christmas Shop last Sunday. The kids and parents were so happy to see them at the event. Also want to thank them for the nice items they brought for the kids. It was great to have River King. It's great to have the River Kings as a positive presence in our community.
That's awesome.
Appreciate our Kings. Help them build hockey up and down the river as they get at it this weekend, taking on the Minnesota Moose.
Oh, yeah.
Get to the Southwood County Rec Center. Show them what home ice advantage is. Help your Kings build hockey up and down the river as we get closer and closer to playoff season here. Join us on Playmakers on Mondays. Coach Paul will be joining us there and talking a little hockey, talking shop. Looking forward to it. Want to remind everybody that mischievous merchant Merlin elf is still out there. over at Quality Foods IGA. tomorrow, we're going to give you a hint on where to find that little guy. And you'll take a picture of him, put it on our Facebook pages with the hashtag WR Quality Foods. And you may get in on the running to win this great holiday ham basket that from our friends at Quality Foods IGA.
Quality Foods is such a great place to shop. Everybody there is so friendly. Their deli is amazing. I know we mention that every time, but I can't help it.
Yeah, I can't help it either. I was going to mention it if you didn't. Yeah, yeah. Buy local, support local. And when you're getting your food and stuff for this holiday season, I encourage you to stop over at Quality Foods IGA.
It's a good excuse to go up and down every aisle.
Yeah, you'll probably see Melissa or I there, maybe Pam or somebody. We all go over there. So, yeah, you'll probably run into one of us. I love that place. Mm-hmm. And wanted to make sure to mention this again. And again, I am just going to read this release right from our friends over at the VFW. We do want to say a good morning and a big thank you to our friend Tom Heiser.
Tom joins us. The ceremony is going to be starting soon.
Mm-hmm. Pearl Harbor Remembrance Luncheon. We are showing our appreciation to our veterans with a small token on the day we joined the Second World War. Veterans are encouraged to attend at no charge. Our local VFW does a commemorative ceremony at 10 a.m. at Buckley Baldwin Post, and lunch will be served at noon at the Elks Lodge. The Buckley Baldwin Post is located at 2711 Redden Road, right here in Wisconsin Rapids, and the Elks Lodge is at 430 West Jackson Street. Big thank you to them for doing this, for hosting this, and certainly a gigantic thank you to everybody that that was a part of this day, one way or another, whether you were an American citizen or you lost somebody during it or you were somebody that fought in World War II or any of these things. We enjoy this time of year. We enjoy the freedoms that we do because of you, and we thank you.
Mm-hmm. And thank you to the VFW Post for holding this ceremony. They're one of the only, if not only, posts in the state still doing this.
The only one. And thank God that they are. And we appreciate them for doing that. And again, thank you, Tom, for getting that info to us.
Mm-hmm.
The 7th Annual Christmas Tree Walk is taking place tomorrow from 5 to 8.
Yeah. And they kick off tomorrow again. This is their second weekend of it.
Yeah. This is a really good one, Melissa. They also got another couple days with this, too.
Yep, December 9th and 10th from noon to 4, and that's at the Southwood County Historical Museum on 3rd Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah, its event is free. It's welcome all ages. Not only a great chance to check out these trees, but a great chance to say hello to our great friends over at the Southwood County Historical Museum. Appreciate them.
Mm-hmm.
Great people over there.
Oh, yeah.
I mentioned earlier that today is Hanukkah. It's the first night of Hanukkah. And I was encouraged by a couple of listeners to talk a little bit more about this. So I'm just going to touch on a couple of quick things when it comes to this. For one, I don't have to ramble about the reports and the data that most of you have seen about the rise of anti-Semitism and that towards... if I could touch on that just for a second, when they release these things, when they do this stuff or when they do their little marches in Madison or any of these things, for one, I welcome it. Let them. I want to know where they are. I want to see them.
Or who they are.
I want to know those things. I want them
to
own it.
Take your hoods off.
Take your hoods off and own who you are. And part of what we are just talking about, soldiers and everything that they fought for freedom. Not just particular freedoms, freedom. Complete freedom. That means that people like that can do that. And I live in a country that supports it. And I'm not supports it, but allows it. And I'm fine with that. Again, because I want to know where these people are. And I think that it's important that we hold freedom as it is, not just what it means to us, but what it actually is. That's very important. That being said, I think that a big part, and in fact, I know a big part of the hate of the anti-Semitism, where a lot of that comes from, is misinformation and not knowing. Not knowing what makes...
a lack of understanding.
Mm. So what I'd like to do is just explain to you, for those that don't know, what my mother and I are going to be doing tonight and many, many Jewish people will be doing tonight around the world. We'll be commemorating a very important moment in Jewish history. Now, Hanukkah is not the top holy holiday on the Jewish calendar, but it's the most popular. Very similar to Christmas in that regard.
Right.
Hanukkah is a Jewish festival commemorating the recovery of Jerusalem and subsequent rededication of the Second Temple at the beginning of the Maccabean Revolt. This marks the day of a miracle, of hope for Jewish people. But hope that... I think carries on to everybody, no matter what creed or race or religion you are. I think everybody can take inspiration from this day. When you see candles lit in the window and that, I think that this is an important thing that you can note. My mother and I will be, one of us reads a prayer out of our Torah. the Jewish mm-hmm. Bible, and the other one lights the candles. We take turns doing this over the next couple of days. Now, mm-hmm. I'm not going to read the whole thing that I to everybody that we recite, but I would like to read the last paragraph. Okay. These lights we kindle in commemoration of the miracles, the acts of salvation, and the wonders which thou didst accomplish for our forefathers through the medium of thy holy priests. Throughout the 8 days of Hanukkah, these lights are sacred, nor are we permitted to make use of them, but simply to contemplate them to the end that we may thank thy name for thy miracles, thy salvation, and thy wondrous acts. There's nothing in there about division. There's nothing in there about my side is better than your side or any of these kind of things. I genuinely feel like if you didn't know that came from a Torah, that is something that every one of us can feel and take something from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And be enriched by.
Mm-hmm. Happy Hanukkah, everybody. I encourage everyone to pull out some Adam Sandler, listen to the Hanukkah song. We don't have a lot of Jewish songs. We don't have a lot of Hanukkah songs. I also encourage people to write new Hanukkah songs. We could use some. We could use some.
Why
got
not?
Got a real creative community out there, a lot of great artists. We got seven, 8 days of this. So, I mean, go right ahead. Take your time, get something written, and get it to us. We'd love that. But thank you.
And in the meantime, enjoy the holiday season.
I do want to thank my team here. Civic Media and the greatest listeners in radio for allowing me to do these kind of things. I feel the freedom to do them because I know the support, and it's very noticed and appreciated.
Absolutely. Great. Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you, Melissa. Great show today. You have a good day.
Yeah, you too, James.
Have a good weekend. Seth will be in with us tomorrow, so we'll talk later, okay? You take care.
Yep, you too.
Have a good one, everybody. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.